Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life. Your host is Carol DeShane, the founder of Connect to Joy. This program is designed to inspire and motivate you to find your best life. Join us on this journey of transformation for the next hour. Now, here is Carol DeShane.
Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life, where we discover ways to make your journey exceed your wildest expectations. I'm your host, Carol DeShane, and it is my honor to help you discover the true you, the one who is already enough. Let's get connected. Go to the show link section on Voice America and like me on Facebook and subscribe to my YouTube channel. For questions and to reach me directly, my email address is carol@connect2joy, that's connect2joy.com, or you can call me at 415-943-0333. Today, we get to do something really fun. One of my favorites, 5 steps to manifesting anything you want. Because when you look at it, whether you create something on purpose or not, your life is still going to be creating itself. Your life is going to be happening, and it'll just go wherever it wants, unless you decide what you want. If you want goals, or you want to manifest something, you need to decide. Or like I said, not. Because it will still keep going along. Now, I'm going to preface everything I'm going to say in the next section with the fact I'm not a scientist, not even close. But they have proven that everything is energy. Some's lighter and some is heavier. It goes at different vibrations, at different frequencies. But everything is energy. And everything seems to be also the law of attraction, so that what you think about, you get. So if you're thinking about something you want, but you're really only concentrating on the negative stuff, Murphy's Law came about for a reason. You get the negative stuff, right? So I'm going to talk about a few different things today before we get into these 5 steps. The gap between where you are and where you want to be is kind of big. It seems like you have everything you want in your mind and you're here. And you're going, how do I get from here to there? Is it even possible? If it's already manifested on a different frequency, you're going to be able to shift it so you can see it. If your vibration, which is a different thing, is lower and heavier because you're usually in anger or fear, you can shift it and raise your vibration higher to the happier vibrations. That sounds the lighter vibrations. I say you feel happier when you get there, but it's not actually called a happier vibration. Let's see if I can make this a little easier for you, in case I'm losing you or in case it makes zero sense whatsoever. Einstein said, if you do the same thing over and over again, or at least it's attributed to him, that you're going to get the same result. If you shift what you're doing at all, things shift, energy shifts, stuff happens that's different. Kind of the layman's term of putting it. There are 2 things I want you to remember. One is that there are heavier vibrations in the world. The heavier vibrations are things that they've proven, things like pain, anger, that feel heavier. Things like grieving, that really feels heavy, doesn't it? Things like all the other types of, I mean, like depression, and you go through these different phases in the grief and the guilt, and they just feel heavier, and they are a lower, denser vibration than those things that are love and joy and peace and even hope. And there's a 5th one, but I forget what it is. They are a lighter vibration. They make us feel lighter. They make us feel, I think the 5th one was love. Anyway, they make us feel more. They make us feel like we can do more and be more because we aren't pulled down by this heavier thing. So our dream may be at a lighter vibration than where we're at. It may be that we need to shift away some of that worry and fear, which is holding us down, to raise it up. And you can't manifest things that are what you want, that are lighter and more wonderful and this amazing thing you may want for your life, if you are stuck in the lower vibrations. because the law of attraction will help you to attract more of what you have, which is more heavier vibration stuff, more anger, more things to make you angry, bad traffic, bad boss, arguments with your spouse, things that will happen if you stay in that negative space, in that, I'm going to say negative because it's a heavier vibrational space. I don't want to make a judgment on it because you might want to stay there for a while. It's not a judgment that it's not good for you. It's a judgment for you to decide, not for me. The other thing that you want to know about is frequency. To the extent that I understand it, I'll talk about it. Different radio stations, different TV shows are in different frequency bands. So if you pick up your TV channel changer, your remote, and you want to change the channel, you do, and you expect another channel show to show up, right? Or another radio show or whatever to show up because you're on a different, you just picked up the remote. But every single one of them is happening at the same time. They're all there already. You just have to shift the frequency in order to be able to see them. So if they're already happening, what if what you want in your life is already occurred? It's already occurring and you just need to shift the frequency in order to see it. Some people refer to that as timeline shifts. I'm not sure I have that quite right. But those are the same sorts of things where you're going along and you see something, here's your life, and you shift it. And all of a sudden, you're seeing something different because you made the shift. When you're manifesting something, whether it's big or small, doesn't matter. Did you hear that? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's the love of your life you want or you want a parking place. It doesn't matter because it's all the same energy. The only one who makes it difficult is, I won't say you, but us in general. We make it difficult because it matters more to us. We care more. Well, it's nice to have a good parking place. Having a job that is wonderful or pays great means a whole lot more to us. Having the love of our life or wonderful children means a whole lot more to us than finding a parking place or something else that is small and doesn't seem to make any difference. It's pleasant, but it's not a life changer. So be aware that when you try and work on manifesting, sometimes it's good to try with the small things first. When I give you the 5 steps, I want you to be able to practice. Because if you only do it on the big stuff and nothing happens, you're going to be frustrated and maybe not try again. But if you practice on the small things that don't seem to matter as much, you get used to moving that energy around and you can start practicing on bigger things. And another thing that I want to let you know is that sometimes we're better at manifesting some things more than others, not just because we don't think of them as larger or smaller, but perhaps you're really good at manifesting your career area, but you have no significant other and hardly ever do. Perhaps you're wonderful in a spiritual vein and you're really, really connected and feel really joy and close to your higher self or your whichever God name that you may be going towards. Perhaps that's where you are. Perhaps you are really bad at your career or finances. Whatever it may be, there are things that we would like to have manifested different in our lives to make us feel like we're living more of a limitless life, to release those limitations. I didn't know how I manifested until I had one specific day when something happened, and I went through every step, and I turned it around later to figure it out. I've been doing it for years, but I never knew why. Those things I was good at, manifesting, I just did. But when I went back to figure it out, because somebody asked me, a client asked me, how do you do that? I had to think about it. I had to feel through it to figure out what steps I took. Because after a while, it becomes kind of natural to you. Now, there's sometimes they manifest immediately, and sometimes they manifest in a while. Sometimes you go through the 5 steps and you think you're done and you feel good and you go, hey, nothing happened. But sometimes it's not just that you go through those 5 steps. Sometimes the 5 steps lead you to what your next step is. Someone will say something that will spark an, oh my God, I need to do this. Someone will, you'll see a movie, you'll make a decision that seems random, and all of a sudden, your life lines up. And I want to tell you about somebody who, I cannot remember who told me this. I've heard it a couple times from a teacher or two teachers that I have been to over the last maybe 10 years. And I'm sorry, whoever I'm not giving this credit to, I apologize because I really don't remember. But it's a story about a lady who went ahead and was looking for a job. She was trying to find a job, and she could not figure out how to get one because no matter what she did, she put resumes out, and she did everything you're supposed to do, and she was not finding a job, and she was getting a little desperate. So her friend had asked her, she was working at a senior center, and said, hey, I'm doing bingo tonight. I really need some help. The person stopped. Could you come and help me? And she thought, I really need to do this. I need to find another job. But she thought, she felt like she should go. So she said, well, I'm not getting anywhere in this anyway. Let me go ahead and help you. And her friend goes, it'll be fun. Come on. I just need help before and after. You can play bingo in the middle, maybe win a, you know, a game or something. Just help me set up. So she went. She decided, oh, what the heck, I'll go. And she did. And she had some fun. And she sat next to an older gentleman who wasn't ancient, but she started talking to him in between games. And he asked her some questions. And she said she was looking for a job. And he told her, oh, you're looking for a job. What are you looking for? And he asked her some questions that were fairly penetrating, and she thought, well, that's strange. And at the end of the time, she went ahead and was ready to leave, and he told her, here you go. Here is my card. I need someone like you in my business. I run whatever kind of business it was, and you seem perfect for the part, and here are or the job, and here are, here's the name of the of my business, and call me, I'm ready. And she was in shock. So manifesting, sometimes you listen and there's more. Looks like it's time for a break. So when we come back, we're going to start on those tools. And I'm going to give you a few stories about how this works, how it worked for me, and how it can work for you. And then I'll be giving you the first couple steps. So come on back after the break. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CaroLDeShaine, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Hello, and welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm your host, Carol DeShane. And now I'm going to tell you about a few of the stories that I had myself happen that helped me manifest certain things so you can see what's possible. In case you're wondering, is this really going to work? One of the first things I want to say is that if you do it ahead of time or if you do it right at the moment, there's a difference. Right at the moment, sometimes if you haven't done it for a while, you're not going to feel comfortable. So it was Christmas and it was going to a mall and it was like the weekend before something, the busiest time of the year. And it's this kind of a parking karma kind of story. So it's something that was a little smaller. It didn't matter to me that much, but it was good. It was really good. I decided ahead of time I was going to be calm and collected. I wasn't going to worry about it. And so I pictured a parking space right outside the door, which this particular mall never has parking in this area, it seems like, even when they're not busy. I imagined the lines at the counters being easy, finding everything I wanted, and I didn't even have a list this time except of the people I wanted. I didn't know specifically what I wanted, and I imagined me coming home with bags of stuff, having shopped for everybody. And that was what my intention was ahead of time. And when I got there, I went down an aisle, and before, there was no parking all the way to the back. And as I was going down, I saw that three cars from the front, there was a stall that was empty. And it wasn't any kind of handicapped stall or anything. It was perfect, right next to the door. And I went, oh, well, it worked. So I pulled in, and I went in, and it happened to be Macy's. And I walked around the jewelry department. I started picking up things I was interested in, went to the counter when there was nobody there, asked her a couple questions, walked out, and I got some more things. And by the time I got back, there was like four people in line with her. So I walked a little farther in, found a couple more things, and then I went to some lady that had one person she was helping. She finished her, and I went, I had no line. I was the line. Got all these things from Macy's. And I thought, I have a few more people to buy for, mostly the men, because I didn't buy them anything in the jewelry department. So I went upstairs and I wandered to this one store I hadn't been in before, smaller store. And I found a bunch of things that were perfect. And pretty much everybody was bought. And I was in this wonderful, peaceful place because I had manifested all of this up to this point. And when I went to stand in line, there was like 10 people in front of me. And I thought, okay, this wasn't quite what I manifested, but okay. But when I was standing in line, I was right next to something. I went, oh, this is perfect for my brother-in-law. I never can find anything for him. So I went ahead, and there wasn't much there. So I asked somebody who was walking past if they had more. And she said, oh, they're in the back. I'll go get it. While I was sneaking towards the front of the line, she came back right when it was time for me to buy everything. So being at the back of the line was perfect. And there were some really nice people I was talking to. I had bought everything I needed. It took me about an hour and a half. No lines, no worries, totally calm, exactly the way I had wanted to manifest it. I got back in the car, waved at somebody that I was getting out so they could have the kind of karma that I was having or the kind of manifestations, and I left. That's something that is not all that important to people, but it was really nice to have that calmness, to have that ability to do something. And then there are the times and the things that seem a little bit more important or that seem unusual. I've always done pretty well with weather, which might seem a little strange, but I can ask for beautiful weather ahead of time for a vacation, and I get it. If I forget to ask, I don't get it. Necessarily. It may not be perfect, but it's usually not too bad. I decided when we were in Vegas, my ex-husband and I, we decided to go to the Grand Canyon on a bus, and it was raining, and I hadn't thought about it in advance. And he goes, it's going to be raining. You got to do something. Because while he didn't actually really, I don't think, believed I could, he asked me anyway because he thought, well, if it's raining, it never hurts to ask you. I went ahead, and as we got there, he said, well, it's raining. I said, well, we're going inside to watch a movie for 20 minutes. Don't worry about it. And he was like, okay. So we watched the movie. We stepped out. It wasn't raining. It was still overcast. Got in the bus. Started raining on us as we went down. And he said, Carol. I said, yeah, no, I know. And it was not clear when we got to the Overlook, the only one we were going to go to. But it was, you know, it was nice. It wasn't bad at all. It was overcast still, but it was clear. It wasn't raining. And we got out and we walked to the Overlook, and all you could see, as far as the eye could see, was white fog. Covered every single inch of the Grand Canyon. He turned and looked at me and said, Carol, and I went, and what popped out of my mouth was really funny because I had no clue I was going to say this. And I just said, nobody told me I had to clear fog. Give me a minute. And I thought, whoa, this is one of those times that I looked back on when I was trying to figure out these five steps to manifesting. And I realized I actually did the five steps. I did them quickly and on the spot, but I did them because after I opened my eyes about 30 seconds later, the fog within another 30 seconds started getting thinner and thinner. And by the time 2 or 3 minutes went by, the thing was totally clear. And I have to tell you that my ex-husband looked at me and said, you're a witch, because he didn't really believe that it was possible until that happened. And I wasn't sure that I actually believed it was possible until that happened, because it was so unusual. But it showed that you could manifest whatever you want. And of course, everybody else who was there was excited. So you can do it ahead of time for something that doesn't matter that much. You can do it while you're there on the spot. And you can also do it instantaneously after you do it a while. So feel if any of these three stories, I'm going to do one more, shows you that you've done this before. Because if it sounds and feels familiar, you'll know you can. Whether it's a parking karma or whether it's something bigger and different. Now, the automatic one was, it literally happened instantaneously. It wasn't even, didn't have to think about it. It just happened. I also do crafts. I do a lot of stuff in my life. And I sell at craft fairs at Christmas and have for a few years. I went, and sometimes you need a table to set up, and sometimes they supply the tables or you pay them for the tables. I got there, and I didn't have my table with me because I got confused. It was one of the only ones I needed to bring my table for. It didn't occur to me, being a half an hour away from my house, until I stood in line to check in. And I had been talking to the people in front and back of me. And it blurted out of my mouth, oh my God, I forgot my table. I had a split second of seeing everything I was selling on the floor like a flea market. And this is a nice craft fair. Or seeing if they had any left that they were renting to people. But it was such a split second. And the guy in front of me turned around and goes, I got an extra table. I said, what? And he said, yeah. I said, what? He said, it's a 6-foot table. It folds it in half and I bent it. It's from Costco. And I was going to take it out last night, but it was underneath everything. So I left it there. You can borrow the table. And my mouth fell open because that was the description of the table I left at home that I didn't bring with me. It was exactly, other than the fact it was a little older than mine, it was exactly my table. And I had a tablecloth to fit and everything. He brought it in while I was unloading, and it magically appeared. And then when I left, it magically disappeared. And I thanked him every time I saw him in between. It was amazing that that was instantaneous. Now, the fact that it was at a church, that the craft fair was happening, I have no idea if that had anything to do with it, but it was the most instantaneous, unusual kind of manifestation I've ever done, because I didn't have to think about it. It just happened. So any of these three ways might happen for you. The ones that are the most common are the ones that we do and we think about as we're having it happen, like the parking karma, where you think about it when you can't find one and then you go, I need a parking space. Or you have it happen because you always feel like that's something you can do. I'm going to give you that first piece of the tool right now. The first step is simple. It's a clear intention of what you want. It's a snapshot. You're literally looking at something you want. So maybe you see that parking place. There's also one of those, like a live shot on your camera when you look at it, which I learned about not that long ago, which you see a couple of seconds of movement, and you can do that as well. Because that's what I did when I did the Grand Canyon reveal, so to speak. I saw the fog clearing in my head, and that was my clear intention, to picture it. It's like starting a car. You want to start something. And then the second step is to set your intention in motion. You need to ask with your attention on the positive. So ask what you want. Ask, because when you put the car in motion, it just has to be moving. You can't just ask for something in your thoughts and not let it go forward. And you don't need to know how it's going to work. You don't need to know how. You just need to allow it to set it in motion. So ask. Say something. Say it clearly. Say what you want. And make sure that it is exactly what you want. Say it in a positive vein. Don't question it. Don't wonder or worry how it's going to happen. I want a parking place. I want it right in front of the door. And I'll be there in about 3 minutes. So I'd like it right when I get there. That's it. Those are the first two steps. When we come back, I'm going to review those and give you the other three steps. I see it's about time for the break. So while you're away, why don't you go on over to the show link section of Voice America and sign up for my blog, Thoughts for a More Joyous World. Those thoughts will come out once a week, and they help you stay on track, help you think about maybe new ways of thinking of things, help you during a time when you're with other people, perhaps. So come on back. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShaine, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now. Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connecttojoy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Hello, and welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. This is Carol DeShane. I hope you had a chance to go sign up for my blog while you were away. We were talking about the five steps to manifesting anything you want. The first one was setting a clear intention, like a picture in your mind. The second step was to move it forward, to set it in motion by asking with your attention on the positive of what you want in just a sentence or two. But do let me give you a warning on this one. Be careful what you ask for. Be as clear as you know how. Because when I was looking to buy a condo, I had my list. I had all the things I wanted, and I got all the things I wanted. But I wasn't clear enough. Because when I said I didn't want stairs in my condo, I don't have stairs in my condo. I have stairs to get up to my condo on the outside. When I said I wanted a garage, I got a garage. But I share it with two other homeowners, so we all have our own garage doors. And if you don't know these people well, obviously, you don't want to put anything out in your garage that anybody could just take. That's important. And the third thing I asked for was a fireplace. But I neglected to say it needed to be a working fireplace. So be careful what you ask for. And also, let me say that even when you ask for something, it still may not be as clear as you think. Because as I was going through my divorce, I said, I need more love and joy in my life. I need more love and joy. Love and joy. I want more love and joy. And I kept repeating that to myself. I had a policeman pull me over and take me off the freeway, even though we were dead stopped in traffic and not moving, when he saw me pick up my phone and look at it and put it back down. And he gave me a ticket. I was really annoyed because I wasn't texting or doing anything except I picked it up and looked at it and put it down. I kind of laughed rather hysterically after he left me with the ticket because I looked down at the ticket and it said his name was Officer Lovejoy. Okay, I wasn't obviously clear enough of what I wanted because I got more love and joy. So I'm just saying, be careful what you ask for. First step, snapshot. Second step, ask clearly. Third step, be grateful. Be grateful that it's already occurred even before it has, because when you're grateful, it raises up your vibration so that you can match more what you've already asked for. Just know when you're grateful, you feel better. You start raising up your vibration. And I would say also say this or something better. I learned this in Unity Church when I went when I was 12, and my parents were there, stayed for years. But it was always, don't just ask for what you want. Ask for this or something better. And an example that I've used for people when they've asked, why do it that way? I get it, but why? What if you're going in for a raise and you say, this is what I want. This I'd be happy with. I visualized it. This is what I want. I'm grateful. Okay. What if you set the salary expectation too low for what they're willing to give you? And you go in and they ask what you want and you tell them specifically, I want this amount. And they go, okay. And they give you that amount and you're happy, but they would have given you a whole lot more because you were so good at what you did. So when I say this or something better, when you're being grateful, yes, I'm grateful that this happened, this or something even better, trust that what's highest and best for you will happen even if it's a little different than what you are asking for. Maybe that parking place isn't quite all the way in front, but maybe you run into someone you've been thinking about if you park a couple of stalls over, a couple of rows over, and you go, oh my God, if I parked over there, I never would have seen you. I'm so happy to run into you. You never know what is something better. So that's the third step. Be grateful. But also say, I'm so grateful for this happening, this or something better. And then when you get to the fourth step, expect it to happen. You want to expect it to happen because you've asked for it. You set the wheels in motion. You put it in gear and the car is moving towards the destination you've asked for. If you plant a seed and it's a seed for corn, corn's going to come up. If you plant a seed and it's peanuts are going to grow. Whatever you plant, unless you get extra seeds in there with it, you're going to get what you planted. So expect that this can happen. If you pick up that remote I was talking about and you press the button, you're going to get the channel that you wanted. Because you know and expect the channel to change. Unless something's wrong with your remote or it needs new batteries, it's going to change. Expect it to happen, part four. And then the fifth step is to release your concern. Just let it go. You've already asked. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder. Just chill out, because you don't need to figure it out from there. When I say that, I mean know that you can expect it and you don't have to worry about it. If something doesn't happen that I've requested to manifest, it's usually one of those things I have a little bit more trouble with, because it's one of those bigger things. It matters more to me. So it seems like it would take more energy. You know, it would be more difficult to do it. So it is more difficult, because I think it will be more difficult. Don't fall into that trap. Know that even though you might be better at manifesting some things than others, you can manifest anything. If you wonder if you've done the steps right, go back over them one more time. But don't keep doing it over and over again. Don't worry and worry and worry. I do find sometimes when it's something that's important, I leave off the last step, the releasing part, and maybe even the expecting part. I'll start it, I'll visualize it, I'll kind of daydream so I think about it for too long, and I fall into the trap of never finishing up the manifesting process. So it's like a half dream up there somewhere that doesn't ever finish completing and becoming real. I used to have a minister say that it was on a different plane of existence, all those things that we have those half dreams about. And as soon as we complete it, it drops into reality because it becomes fully formed. And that was her way of explaining why sometimes we have what we want and manifest what we want, and sometimes we don't. I find that when you receive what you want, you need to do an extra credit step. You need to celebrate it. Whether that means you do a little happy dance, or whether that means you do a yay team, or whatever you're doing, scream inside your head and do a little dance, it raises your vibration. And the next time you want to manifest something, for some reason, it's easier. You expect it to happen a little more every time you do it. You expect, and it's easier to release the concern that it's going to happen a little bit more every time you do it. And then when you look at it, I said, I think at the beginning, that sometimes things manifest immediately, like that table that at the craft fair that came immediately before I even had a thought that I could put out there to manifest it. And totally unexpectedly, and even unthinkable that something like that would happen if I had tried to manifest it in a specific way. It may take some time, maybe a little, like the Grand Canyon fog clearing, or a lot. If it takes a long time, realize that sometimes you need to pay attention, because there may be further steps you need to take. You can create the car moving down the road, but maybe there are different ways, because there's some blockages up ahead. And if you turned on your Google Maps, maybe it would take you in a little different direction to speed up the process, to take you in the direction a little clearer. Make sure that you look at where you want to go and you do these five steps, but then you listen. You listen to what shows up. You listen to other people speaking to you out of the blue, whatever it is, you listen. I remember my girlfriend and I decided we wanted to move together when we were pretty young, somewhere out of state, but we didn't know where. So we had all 50 states that we looked at, and we each decided on like 5 or 10 of them, and we got it down to 3 that we both agreed on in one sitting. We decided that we would allow ourselves to take a step away for a week and come back together and see what happened and if we could make a decision. During that time away, without saying a word to anybody about our thought and where we wanted to go, both of us had people talking to us about one of the states we had decided on. Out of the blue, somebody would say, well, you know, this state that's a really beautiful place. I'd love to move there. Or, well, the weather in the state is really particularly good. And you're going, do people usually talk about the state? Because I've never heard them do that before. When we came together, we found out we both were getting the same message for Colorado. So let me just say, and we did move, by the way, but let me just say that sometimes you need to pay attention to those next steps that may be there before something manifests. Make sure you're there. I see it's about time for a break. So while I'm away, just wanted to let you know that these five steps are things I'm going to go over again and give you an example of exactly how it happens step by step for me so you can see it in a real life situation and how it worked. Because I literally went over every single step for this. And maybe that will clear up any questions you have about it. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connect2joy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShane, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Today's gonna be a good day. You are tuned in to Living Your Limitless Life. Do you want to know more? Visit host Carol DeShane's website at connect2joy.com. Now, back to Living Your Limitless Life.
Hello, and welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. This is Carol DeShane. We've been talking about the five steps to manifesting whatever you want in your life. It's all about energy and how energy is in everything. And it shouldn't be difficult if you can manifest one thing to just move the energy around and manifest something that might seem a little harder if we don't get in our own way. And all of us have different areas that we're really good at manifesting in, whether it's a car, parking place, or it's a certain type of friend you manifest, or it's a job that you're good at getting. Whatever it may be, we all are really good at one thing or two, and we might struggle in a couple of areas as well. This will help you in all those areas, with sometimes a little bit of extra work on the back end, once you see if there are more steps you need to take. So let me give you that example I was talking about. And indeed, it is all about parking, so you can see how it works. It was a pretty simple day after my divorce. I was going through my first date with somebody I met on the internet. First time to meet him. And when I was coming home from work, I was going to meet him right afterwards at a restaurant that is downtown where I live, and I have to say there's this weird road rally loop they put in, so everybody with five lanes is going in the same direction. Everybody on the right always wants to go to the left, and everybody on the left always wants to move to the right, so it's really kind of scary. And I knew that this restaurant was right on the street with parallel parking in front, and I thought, I think this is one of those that has parking in the back, so I'm not even going to think about parking karma going there. drove right past the place, saw right where it was, said, yep, no parking, no surprise, turned right. And when I turned the second right, so I was right behind the place, I realized I was wrong. There was new parking in this place, none behind at all. It was a different block I had been thinking of. So I had to scramble to go through these five steps in order to get a parking place. So my snapshot was of a really big parking place directly in front of the place. My ask, the second step, was that I wanted a parking place big enough, like two car lengths, so I didn't have to parallel park. I could just dive right in because with all these cars going past me, it was a little scary. I didn't want to have to deal with that. So I saw an incredibly wide parking place, and the last part of it was, and I need it in about 45 seconds when I get around the corner again. Because by that time, I was hitting that third corner and coming up towards the last corner to get back on that busy street again. So that was my snapshot, part one, step one, and my ask, which was step two. I didn't think about how it was going to happen. When I got to the third section of being grateful, I was grateful. I said, this or something better. If I don't get it in front, maybe I'll have to park somewhere else, but there'll be a reason for that. It'll be a really good thing. So this or something better. Section three. And then I had to expect it to happen. Section four. And I've had parking work before, so I thought, okay, I expect this or something better to happen. I can do that. And the fifth step that I got to was releasing it, releasing the worry, letting it go. By that point, I was right up to the last light and ready to turn right. And this was only like two short blocks behind it and then turning right and getting back to the main block. I got there and I looked left and I couldn't go. I had a red light. And I looked right and two people simultaneously came out of one of the doors and I couldn't tell which door it was from where I was sitting. They walked around the front of their cars in tandem. It was like a dance. They were exactly at the same timing, came around the front of their cars, got into their cars, and took off before there was some kind of a pause in this huge amount of traffic going by. And even though I expected something to happen, my mouth still fell open because I was looking at my two-car parking place. And I was like, oh my God. I think it's right in front of the place, although I can't tell from this angle, but it looked like it might be. And as my light, I had that momentary negative thought of, oh my God, don't let anybody take it. And I thought, no, just leave it alone. Don't put any negative stuff in there. We don't need anything to happen. Imagine, just stay in that moment. Don't worry, fear, or bring up anything negative. Because as the light turned green and there was nobody else turning in that direction, I looked down and a third car that had been behind those cars, a person had gone in it and it had pulled away. I had more than I asked for. I had three empty spaces in front. What turned out to be the one farthest at the front was directly in front of the restaurant door. So as I pulled in towards the back of the three car space, pulled all the way up to the front, left enough room so I didn't have to work my way to get out. But I had a fairly decent sized car. It was kind of big. And awkward, too. I never did do really good at parallel parking with that car when I had it. And it was a piece of cake. I mean, I literally pulled right in. So let me just say that when you're working with this manifestation tool, it can happen. It can be easy. If you don't release the concern and the worry, if you get in your head and still keep thinking all these negative thoughts about, oh my God, I can't do it, this isn't going to happen, then you're stopping yourself. But practice not doing that, at least once. Make those decisions so you know that you can do it. Oh, and by the way, when I got that parking place and I stopped, I was still in the car. But my feet were jumping up and down, and I was having a little hooray moment, having a happy dance, because that one was very cool. Make sure you celebrate a little bit at the end. Say, hey, yay me, yay universe, thank you, this is fabulous. Because you need those moments, to bask in those moments, to raise that vibration up, to allow the energy to flow, to be happy, to be content that things really did change the way you wanted them to. You can indeed have and be what you want to be. Set that clear intention. Ask. Be grateful. Expect it to happen. And then release your concern. If you need to practice on small things, by all means do it. Move the small energy around, work for the car, parking, do whatever you need to do. And then try it on something a little bigger. Maybe the weather, whatever it is you want, try it out. See if it works. I see it's about time to wrap the show up. I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been a pleasure talking about 5 steps to manifesting whatever you want. Feel free to connect me. Contact me with questions and comments at my email, carol@connect2joy, that's connect2joy.com, and check out my website, www.connecttojoy.com, for information on one-on-one transformational life coaching, energy work, and intuitive readings. I also offer free 30-minute Success Made Easy telephone consultations for those of you who are really ready to transform your life and would like a little bit of help to see if we might be a good connection for you. You've been listening to Living Your Limitless Life, and I'm your host, Carol DeShane. Join me next week when the subject is all about wanting more. When you think there's got to be something better than this, know that there is, and we're going to talk about that. Until then, remember, you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time.